Right now, during Ghostbed's Black Friday sale, you can get 25% off already reduced prices and a free massaging neck pillow with your mattress purchase. Go to ghostbed.com/Norton. I don't know what's scarier, the word ghost or Norton. Promo code Norton at checkout. Ghostbed.com/Norton. Promo code Norton. Upgrade your sleep at Ghostbed, the makers of the coolest beds in the world. Some exclusions apply. See that site for details. Don't get your hopes up. I'm not on the episode. It's just a certain person, the mayor of Flopville, is like, Chipper, can you do my reads and help with ticket counts? I'm like, pay me a little cake for the chipper. How about a little cake for the chipper? Wipe your mouth, Daddy. All right, if you got nothing else to do, wait, Norton's going to be December 18th, Bangor, Maine. You heard what I'm saying? You don't even know what you just said. Bangor, Maine. Wait. All right, then he's going down to do Foxwoods the 19th. You bet it's going to be fun because it's a casino and whatnot. And then he's going down to Boston to do the Wilbur Theater. Wilbur! What is it, Charlotte's Web or something? Then in January, he's doing Sellersville, Pennsylvania. The comedy Sellersville? I thought the cellar was in the village. And then he's doing, oh great, he's going to go have some cake in February in Bakersfield, California. And then he's going to go gamble with laughter in Las Vegas the 6th and 7th of February. There, I'm finished. Pay me, you fat neck idiot. Jim Norton can't save you. Jim Norton is a train wreck. Jim can't help you solve your own problems. That would be stupid if I just gave out my password. I don't know why I'm sitting like this. Like, I'm like a woman who's just heard something she objects to.
Oh. Yeah, you're protecting your bosom.
Oh, how could you say that? Oh, give me the glasses. I always wear these.
Oh, these are my glasses, but you can wear them.
Oh, I forget it. I had a pair of them. I'm trying to really cool this place up for the young people.
I think it is cool. This whole place looks super cool.
Thank you very much. I didn't know it was your first time here.
I didn't know you had people over a lot.
No, I very infrequently do, which is why I don't remember them. I'm like Prince Andrew. I very rarely take photos. Good answer, stupid. The wrongest thing you could have said. But the most incorrectest. We had a funny thing before where let's the headphones thing. What happened with the headphones thing? What did you say about? Tell me.
You're such an asshole.
Come on.
He goes, what did you say? You said something. What did you say?
You took the jack off.
You took your headphone jack.
Did you take your headphones jack? And I said, his name is Jim. Now, that wasn't really supposed to be on the show because I wouldn't consider that, you know, post-worthy.
I liked it. I liked it. I thought it was cute. And I also liked that would make Mike a real 70s ass. He was like, hey, Jack, where is you jive turkey? Get back the headphones.
I love that. Isn't Jack and Jim like a...
No, John and Jim. John and Jack. Jack and John. Are you saying the same
name?
Yeah,
like how Dick and Richard are the same.
No, Jim and James. That's why Jack Kennedy is John F. Kennedy.
Oh, and Jim and James.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or now, Jimmy.
What is the science behind that?
Don't know, actually. No one calls me James. My Aunt Gail would always call me James.
I have an Aunt Gail.
You do?
Yeah.
How funny it'd be if we were related.
Nice. None of this will go into the show, by the way. You hear a lot of like, we gotta have a lot of little conversations before we get into the real
100%.
Shit.
Wait, what's the number again? I keep forgetting. 720-820-1337 if you want to call in.
Oh.
Although nothing we've said so far would make someone go, that's who I need advice from.
Yeah,
these two fools.
I never, you know, like every podcast you do, this is grandfathered in because you're such a legend.
Oh,
but I don't ever feel like anytime like on my show, when my producer's like, we should do like an advice thing. I was like, no, too many podcasts are doing that. And not enough people are good at advice.
People don't know. I did an advice show in like 2013. And the reason I did it on SiriusXM, I would do it after ONA, it was to justify a pay bump.
Yeah.
And I actually like doing it because sometimes they call up with a question I'm not qualified to answer and I tell them. Or sometimes they just call it. It's like a live element that I like because you do radio for so long.
Yeah.
You get very used to people throwing things in that you're not prepared for.
Yeah. But like, you don't ever hear yourself being like, so what you got to do is da, 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 and then, you know.
No, unless it's unless they want to like hang themselves, and then I'll send them to Ace Hardware and tell them what type of a ladder to get, what type of rope to get, how I've made mistakes before. Don't trust your belt, gentlemen.
Yeah, don't.
That should be the closing line of this show. Don't trust your belt, gentlemen.
Yeah, dude. That's I really like your apartment too. I like Thank that you. It's all white, like American Psycho. It's cool.
Yes, that's how I like it. I like a nice, clean. Clean and crisp, Brendan. That's yeah, how I like
me
it.
Me too. Me too. But my girlfriend is not very clean.
Oh, no. You had a different girl than the last time I saw you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's a fucking... got a text message yesterday about just fucking letting me have it 2 years later, if you could believe that. And I was
wait,
like,
oh, your what? Ex sent you
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, okay, block. I do feel bad for people who are bipolar because it feels like the start of it, they're really happy.
Sure.
And everyone else around them is kind of like, oh, shit, you're really happy. You're about to go a little crazy.
You know, I feel bad for the people who are stuck with them. That's who I feel bad for.
Yeah, dude.
The people who have to wake up with them every day. What did she say in the text? You don't have to give. Like, was it basically, I heard you say something on a podcast?
No.
Or?
It was like out of nowhere, she was just like calling me abusive and all this shit. She called all my buddies Nazis. And I was like, I'm Jewish. You know, who's she talking about? Mike Cannon? You know, if anybody that I'm friends with is a Nazi, it's Mike Feeney.
Yes, because he would look dynamite in an SS uniform.
Yeah, he really would. It would be clean. Yes. It would be nice. Yes.
I am looking for a co-host.
Dude, look at that.
Yeah, I mean, that really is. I mean, he should be Amon Gertz's chauffeur.
Look at his shitty body in that picture.
He is. I'll tell you one thing about Feeney. He is such a disappointment below the chin. Like, because he looks like a male model. I mean, you see his average. Like you look at me, and certainly you, and you realize we're piles certainly of shit.
Yeah, I will say this, though. I lost 12 pounds. I don't know if anybody could see
it. I did notice you looked a little bit thinner.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I did. I know. It's not enough, but I literally, everywhere I go now, when I'm like, oh, I haven't seen them in a while, maybe they'll say something. And no one ever does.
I know. I'm back on my diet, and I know it's done nothing yet because nobody has noticed. Yeah. But eventually they do.
What is your diet?
Just I'm eating like twice a day and just less. I'm not garbage food. Like I you know, not carbs and pretzels or whatever. Just
no sodas, no nothing like that.
Yeah, none of that nonsense.
Yeah, I'm at two salads a day and water.
Oh, that's
water,
good. Yeah,
and
that's
coffee.
Good. Very good. Yeah, a little coffee.
Yeah, you gotta go.
But yeah, Feeney looks like he would be like chiseled, and he's just a regular pale guy at the beach. So that makes me happy.
Although not to derail this train and go the opposite way. He did post a picture recently in his stories, and he looked jacked.
Oh, has
dude.
He been maybe? Yeah, maybe
yeah,
that photo.
He's been working out.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a talk show host. Like he's built to have a TV career.
Yeah, except he really fucked it up because he became friends with all of us, and
he did pick poorly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not any of his stories recently, but his like neck was up to fucking here. It was weird.
Yeah, maybe. I think he's ready to, he's really trying to find a better group of friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand.
I think he's stuck forever. I don't think you can go from having us as friends and then like the 16-year career he had and then just be a talk show host or something.
Honestly, I know. And I certainly have not picked wisely. There's not one friend I have who can do anything for me. We're the ones that can just pretend they don't know me anymore. And I don't blame them.
You know what I'm so jealous of you is that you got to be friends with Ozzy Osbourne. Like, I don't know if you guys got close, but you got to like.
We get to know each other. Yeah. Like
meet the guy you liked so much.
I was very lucky. Yeah, I did. It's funny. I'm supposed to go out there and I was supposed to do Jack's podcast the day Ozzy died. And they canceled, obviously, because he passed away. I'm very fortunate. I've gotten to meet everybody I've ever wanted to meet.
Yeah.
With very few, all the stupid heroes I've had, I've met. Yeah. They're all been great to me. Like I've been very lucky.
Do you still have heroes? Like, you know, I'm trying to. It seems like all my heroes or whatever, they all just end up like people or, you know,
that's why they're my heroes. I don't care about Cosby's stand up.
Yeah, I don't know. I think all I have left is Eminem, but I don't think I'll ever meet that guy.
Why not?
I don't know. He's like, he's so, he's like a superstar kind of thing. Like, well, so was Ozzy, though, but
Yeah.
I don't think there's any room where we'll be in together unless it's a bathroom and I'm like pushing past security guards.
That's the key is where you have to have, like, I met Ozzy on the radio. We interviewed him. So there's a reason for him to be there. There's a reason for me to be there.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is. And if you want to call in, we'll get off IG Live. Don't tell me. I forget the first, 720-820-1337. I'm really getting dementia. Call in. there was a, maybe you and Eminem, you might not have reason to be in the same.
Yeah.
Whereas with Ozzy, I never would have been before, but no. We interviewed Sharon I'm very lucky. But I don't take that for granted. I feel very lucky.
It's so cool, dude. Yeah, I'm like, I always have, I've been trying to rethink my questions because I had a list of questions that only a fan would, but like stupid questions.
Eminem?
And I remember going on your show with Sam when you guys were doing that, and I brought that up, and you were like, well, what is it? And they were the stupidest questions in the world. It was like, what kind of coffee do you drink? Or like, do you listen to podcasts? And it was just so anticlimactic. But now I'm like trying to think of some good questions. Like, you must have had a ball asking Ozzy a bunch of questions.
Yeah, I was very nervous the first time. I was kind of petrified. I think one of them said, do you, I remember the first time I met Gene Simmons. It was on the old ONA show on WNEW, and I couldn't talk. I was I'm sitting next to Gene Simmons, and I couldn't believe it was him. And then I think it was either Opie or Anthony that said, do you have any questions? You want to ask him something?
Oh, God. That's like my worst.
Though.
Yeah,
it's humiliating, definitely. But I did ask him, and I was moving my chair a little creaky, and he stopped me. And I was like, oh. Dude, I annoyed him.
So do you guys go to Michael's for your face paint, or is it like, he goes, I think I got to go.
Yeah, you don't want to make a fool out of yourself in front of... in front of somebody,
You admire, yeah.
See, Eminem, I've never met Eminem. I would like to meet him. He'd be fun to interview.
Yeah.
But sometimes those guys are quiet. Once in a while, they're just like, and then you're like, ugh.
That would be a fucking nightmare. I would be like shaking with happiness. And I guess that's why they say don't meet those people. Because now, what did they smell like? What did Gene Simmons smell like?
Gene didn't have it. I don't remember his smell. Ozzy smells incredible. Wow. I could tell you what Ozzy. I have his cologne.
You got the cologne.
Yeah. So I'll after the episode,
please,
I will let you smell what Ozzy always smelled like. Like you would live. Like the room would smell like.
Now,
it
do
great.
You do you get that cologne now all the time when like say that runs out? Do you get it?
No,
again?
I've had it for a while, but I like it. And it's really good. Rob Halford smelled great. All the fucking British rock stars. David Coverdale. Like, you know, even Zach Wilde, who literally looks like he smells like a cardboard box, but he smells great. Like, he's always, he smells like a rich guy. Like,
yeah.
But you look at Zach, he's just an animal.
I don't even know who that is.
Zach Wilde, he played guitar for Ozzy, he has a long beard,
like
a Viking.
Yeah. Well,
he's in Black Label Society.
Well, I was Pantera. Only asking because I need to put cologne on. I forgot to put cologne on. So I'd love to smell like Ozzy.
Like, look at Zach. That is not a man who looks like he smells really great. But he does.
Ugh, God. Every time I see a guy with a long beard, I always think they're going to smell like so bad. Like it's going to have that oil in it that they put in it.
No. Zach smells like whatever cologne he wears. Phenomenal.
Damn, dude.
Donald Sutherland smelled good. I asked him what it was, and he gave me his cologne. He had like a little bit left. Who else? Paul Anka.
You don't think about this stuff when you're looking at people. Like,
no.
You don't think, like, what cologne do they wear?
I'll ask him. Paul Anka smelled great. I'm like, what is that cologne? You smell great. And he told me it was like Creed. And then he's like such an old school guy.
Yeah.
He sent me a bottle with a note.
Damn, dude. I actually was thinking about this yesterday. I can't wait to be... Or I hope I ever get rich enough to send people stuff and like thank them with stuff. You know, anytime like someone got a Rolex for someone for like writing on something.
Yeah.
I was always like, that is such a cool thing. I can't get anybody anything. Maybe like Mentos or gum or something.
If somebody liked my scent, I would have to go to the store and spray one of those little cardboard things and here you go, shithead.
Yeah, I'd have to go under a bridge and grab a bunch of trash and then pour it on them.
Rub this on your neck.
Yeah.
But Brendan, you're a very likable guy because you're affable because you're very genuine and you know, I've never heard anybody say anything bad about you. Like,
oh, thanks.
So if you meet people you like, I'm sure they would like you because you're such a fun guy.
Oh, thanks. Well, you should see what my ex-girlfriend said about me last night.
Was it what? Now, did the text just come from nowhere?
From nowhere. 2 years later, she called me a bastard.
What was the opening line of the text?
It said,
"You can read it." The opening.
I don't want to read it, but I'll.
Yeah, just the opening line. You can paraphrase. You know, the holidays are approaching, and just when you think life's about to slow down, it doesn't. It speeds up. Holidays kick in, as I just said. I should have read that, and I wouldn't have to say it twice like a bore. The schedules are crazy. Everybody's stressed, and somehow you're sleeping worse than ever. Why? Because you got so much on your mind. You're laying there. You're sweating like an ugly pig. It's unpleasant. Well, don't panic. Ghostbed is here to help. And before you start saying, but Jim, a new mattress just isn't in the budget right. Who do I know that would talk to me like that? Jim, a new mattress isn't in the budget. Shut up. Everyone's stressed. Get in line. You're in luck, by the way. Ghostbed builds premium mattresses that are durable, comfortable, and they're priced up to 50% less than comparable brands. So stop making the excuse, it's not in the budget right now. How do they do it? Well, they have a room full of investors they need to impress. And meaning, instead of paying for like big flashy ads, which is where all the money goes to the advertising budgets, you're getting real value. The team behind Ghostbed, they've been making mattresses for 20 years, but you don't care about that. Are they comfortable? Yes, they are comfortable. We have one. We have a ghost bed pillow. We have ghost bed sheets. I wouldn't tell you I love them if I didn't love them. I wouldn't trash them because they're a sponsor, but I wouldn't lie and say I love them. That would be really self-destructive. Shipping is fast and free, and it's also backed by a 20 to 25-year warranty, 101-night sleep trial. Most orders show up in 2 to 5 days, so you could be sleeping better before the chaos picks up again. You're going to go through the holiday, get it out of the way, and then before the next one comes, you could be snoozing like daddy. That should be the motto for Ghostbed. Snooze like daddy. Ghostbed's Black Friday sale is happening right now. You can get 25% off already reduced prices, plus a free neck massaging pillow with your mattress purses. You go to You go to ghostbed.com/Norton. Use the promo code Norton. Get your free neck pillow. Just relax while your spouse is babbling in the next room. Go, yeah, yeah, and get your neck massaged. Ghostbed.com/Norton, promo code Norton. Upgrade your sleep with Ghostbed, the makers of the scariest and coolest bed in the world. Some exclusions apply. See the site for details. I'll put on my glasses for this one so I cannot screw it up. Most holiday gifts end up in a drawer, or I call it a drawer, but it's actually where my garbage goes. The back of your closet where you accidentally leave it at your cousin's house. You know what it is. Most gifts are garbage. $8 glasses, by the way. Not this gift. Mint Mobile is offering unlimited premium wireless, $15 a month. That's their best deal of the year, a.k.a. the only holiday gift you're going to use every single day. Now, Mint Mobile's best deal of the year is happening right now, and it's exactly when you need it. It's exactly when you want to save money or get a gift for someone else. You can get a 3, 6, or 12-month unlimited plan for $15 a month. All Mint plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text on the nation's largest 5G network. You can bring your current phone and number over to Mint, so you don't have to say goodbye to all your friends and family. A lot of times you change providers and you lose all contact. You never see your family again. Mint saves families. That's how I'm selling this. But there's no contracts. There's no nonsense. The quality of Mint Mobile's wireless service, this is why I like it, because it's better than what I was used to. I'm not going to say the name of it. It begins with a V. 5G is great. And the amount of money I'm saving is really great. So the 5G is great. The wireless service is great. The best part is the amount of money. Even a person like me, you go, but Jim, you're a giant celebrity, A-list. I still like to save money. I'm not stupid because I have other proclivities I'd rather spend it on. Don't get everybody socks or predictable, stupid socking stuffers. Nice, good speaking. Maybe Mint Mobile could send someone over who could slap me and teach me to talk. Get them wireless for $15 a month. That's a great gift. Shop Mint Unlimited plans at mintmobile.com/Norton. mintmobile.com/Norton. It's a limited time offer. Upfront payment of $45 for a 3-month, $90 for a 6-month, or $180 for a 12-month plan required. That equals $15 a month. Taxes and fees are extra. Initial plan term only 35 gigabyte may slow down when the network is busy. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com.
It says, look here, you Jew motherfucker.
That's
no.
hilarious. Who said it? Pesci and Casino. You go over my head, you Jew motherfucker.
That sounded more like West, like Midwest accent. Yeah,
that was Pesci. That was, yeah. He was supposed to be from Chicago.
Oh, that's great. It says, I just want you to know. And then just a bunch of shit.
By the way,
how I
nothing,
abused her.
Nothing good is coming after that.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that I was wrong. Never.
Well, you know what the worst part about it is? I am constantly going to I had to work through therapy to think that one day I might get an apology from her. And then you get a text message and you're like, here it comes. Here comes the clarity,
yep,
and the apology.
The closure.
And then it's, I want you to know you're a bastard.
Wow. Yeah. That's did you post something with your new girlfriend?
I just laughed and nobody else laughed at that. And I realized it wasn't funny. And I went,
we all get it though. Like everyone's been there. Like everyone's gotten the hate text from somebody or an ex. It's very common. So it's like, it's not shocking.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you post something with your new girl recently?
No, I never put her on Instagram anymore.
You don't?
I don't really, no. I mean, sometimes. I feel like maybe I should a little bit more.
Right.
But I'm afraid of, like, people, you know, getting into her DMs and being like, fuck you, and like, I listen to this podcast, and fuck you skank, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and they then, do it. Well, what does she do? She's... They do. I mean, people are going to just do what they do. I mean,
yeah, they're
going to
do what they do. But it's also like, it's, you know, yeah. And she does stand up, so I don't want to like ruin her career.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes I find that I'm embarrassing to be associated with. So I don't blame.
If only people could see how clean this place is.
It is very neat. We just had our housekeeper come today, so it's a little neater. We try to keep it fairly tolerable for the podcast, but it's got to look like a house.
Yeah.
Because it is my house.
Did you listen to the Woody Allen on Bill Maher?
I listened to clips of it. I love Woody Allen. So I heard moments of it. He just sounds older now.
Yeah.
But his stand-up, Woody Allen's stand-up, if you've ever heard it.
So good.
It's some of the best ever done.
Yeah, he's so good. And he definitely like did a whole, like inspired a whole generation.
No one did what he did. Even since him, no one is doing neurotic, legitimate neurotic the way Woody did it. He's in my top five.
Right.
He'll always be in my top five. He's one of the greatest ever.
There's nothing more embarrassing than fake neurotic. Like when a stand-up is like faking it.
Oh my God.
Faking any emotion sucks so much.
I know. It's you know, it's the guy who he knows he's good looking, but he's playing awkward. So I said to her,
yes.
Stop moving stiff, you autist. We know that you feel good about yourself.
Right. Also, it's like not for nothing. You're up on stage. Like this is like you're doing the thing that people fear the most. I don't believe that you're awkward and weird and sad. I mean, maybe sad, but
sad, maybe. But you're right. That watching someone fake that they feel a certain way. It's like watching somebody fake being tough. You know, it's like, shut up. You like yourself. It's okay.
Yeah.
Don't be all stiff. And or guys that just talk like without any emotion because they think that somehow emotion is pandering, but that's really just their way of masking that they're afraid.
Right. I think there's a whole world of too much overthinking of how, like, of shit like that, where you're like, well, I'll be pandering if I do this. And then it becomes like, well, you're just not, like, you're trying so hard to be not cool because you think that's cool in a weird way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they're like, they won't do, you know, try, I guess. There's a lot of comics that won't try.
It's like I always say, social media.
Social media, man.
You just threw that angrily at the comics that don't try. That's one thing Brendan doesn't like is a comic who
won't
try.
I have the same things like this. Coasters.
It's some one of those things where, like, when the universe lines it up, yeah. I mean, you have to mention it. Because I've often said to Mike, the homeless pimp, a lot of times after the show, I'll hold it up and I'll go, how unique are these babies? And then here you are, just shitting all over my coaster. Letting me know that I'm a coaster hack.
That's funny that you took it that way. I'm literally going, I have these too. Isn't that cool? And you go, yeah, I'm a fucking hack.
Yeah, you know me. We have some really good dirty ones we got in Provincetown. My wife picked about Divine and some men having sex with men. Really great, great coasters for when the folks come over. For when the rents come over. I'm trying to sound young.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I forget to ask sometimes.
Oh, let's talk to him.
Yeah, you're talking to the people least qualified to give you advice. Good evening.
Oh, hi. This is Danny from New York. How are you guys?
Hi, good. Danny. Hello.
So, first off, I want to say that Brendan, huge fan. Oh. I think you need to make a collab with Casey Frey.
Oh, I would love that.
What's that?
Casey Frey is this. He's awesome, dude.
Is he a comic or a musician?
He's not a stand-up, but he's like a online comedian. He's so funny. Yeah.
Oh, she said a collab with him.
Yeah, we should collab.
She said a collab. Okay.
Yeah, it sounded like you said co-op.
Yeah.
Oh, a co-rap.
No, collab.
Oh, a collab.
Yeah. Like a collaboration, but, yeah.
Yeah. So, I have a question for you, Jim.
Sure.
So, my deadbeat dad recently tried to, like, get back at me through my TikTok, and I don't know how I should respond back to him.
Your father? Your deadbeat father? First of all, wait, is he an ex who's a deadbeat dad to your kid?
Dad. Yeah. Well, so he left my mom and I when I was 8. And, sorry, New York. Now that I'm a little bit, like, successful and make money, he's, like, trying to get back into my life. How do I respond to that?
Well, let me ask you, what do you do on TikTok? And what did he do on TikTok? Your fucking father's doing the cinnamon challenge.
Cinnamon challenge.
You know what that is?
Yeah, I do, but that's like
it's an old one. Yeah,
5
old
years
man.
Ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the new TikTok trend is. Rick rolling? Fucking fat-titted old man. What do I know?
No, he didn't see my pussy or anything.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You share your pussy on TikTok.
Yes, you share your vag.
Can you drop the at just for...
Yeah, who are you on TikTok? Well, we'll mention your name.
He's just like saying like, hello, how are you? And I'm like, I haven't spoken to you in like 20 plus years. Why are you possibly talking to me now? I have a very humble esthetician page. I do facials and laser skin stuff. Yeah.
So let me ask you, like, what could he possibly want? If you don't want to talk to him, just don't talk to him. Mute him. Or just don't address him. Don't respond. But do you not want to talk to him because you hate him or you think he wants something?
I think he might be trying to, I don't know.
Get something lasered off?
He's
possibly
a very bohemian kind of...
Yeah, do you think maybe he wants a Brazilian wax? Hey, my daughter does those. He's got an ingrown hair in his asshole. He needs somebody he trusts.
No. I don't know the man, which is why I'm like hesitant to even answer him in the first place, right? Like, why is he hitting me up now? Does he need money? Does he need something on my end? I don't know. I just figured I'd ask you guys for some help. I could just ignore him infinitely.
Sure. I mean, you're not obligated to do anything. What do you think, young Brendan? Brendan's very good with estrangement.
Yes. Well, you know, are you mad at him?
A little bit. He kind of, he left my mom and I. He moved to Florida when I was 16 and married someone who was very close to my age.
Oh, brother.
And so, yeah, daddy issues are there. But it's like, why are you talking to me now? Ew, gross, get away.
Would it make you feel better to...
ignore him completely?
Would it make you feel better to just tell him how you feel?
Yeah, I guess that's where I'm kind of like struggling with, right? Like, should I just ignore this man completely? Is that giving him the ultimate fuck you, get out of my life? Or should I address it and really, you know, air out my grievances?
I don't know. It depends on what you want to do, I guess, right? Like you know, in the hood, they call it cold shouldering. If you don't want to talk to someone, you give them the cold shoulder. But I guess it really depends on what you want. If you want to talk to him, talk to him. If you don't, just ignore him.
Like, because one day he'll be dead.
Yes.
And then you might be like, shit, you know, maybe I should have talked to him at that time and whatever. But who knows? He might fucking Fresh Prince you and get back in your life for a second and then leave. And then you're saying to your Uncle Phil, why doesn't he love me, man?
Yes. That happened in the Fresh Prince?
That did happen in the Fresh Prince.
Oh. Went to Bel Air from Philly.
I'm at a point where, like, should I be, like, an empath and be like, all right, I don't know, how can you forgive someone for walking out on your family and fucking an 18-year-old when your own daughter is an 18-year-old?
I mean, so far, now you've just pushed me onto Team Dad. I mean, you kind of answered your own question. How can you walk out on your family to fucking 18-year-old and scene? Yeah, I guess it all depends on what you want to do.
I called the wrong podcast.
Hey, if you want answers, talk to him because he is alive and he can probably give you some answers. Maybe the worst that could happen is you talk to him and you realize, I shouldn't talk to him, and then block him.
Yeah, you don't need to necessarily forgive him either. You can just be like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, you hurt me. Yeah. And I'm literally just doing this for my own closure. And take it easy and, you know.
Yeah, maybe some healing will occur.
Or maybe just ignore the guy, right? Just like, be like, leave him on read, I guess. Ghost my own dad.
Yeah, I mean, those are two options. You have two options.
As we say in the advice show, you have two options. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Classic advice.
Choose which option better suits your needs. Well, there's certain things you can't answer, like what does a person really want? Like, you know what you want. Like, do you want to talk to them or you don't want to talk to them? If you don't want to talk to them, it's very simple. You leave them unread. And if you want to talk to them, respond. Like, it's that simple.
I mean, I guess as a grown-ass woman, as the kids say, sure. I am curious to know, like, why would a 56-year-old possibly want to start a relationship with an 18-year-old? That's kind of weird.
Well, if you're asking, I mean, there are answers.
Because they're tight as shit.
I wasn't going to go there. I was just going to say because their youth keeps you youthful.
Yes. But yes, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Brendan's a big fan of snugness.
Let's just get down to brass tacks here.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like a clasped hand. Well, why don't you do this? Do what you feel is right, and then maybe call in a couple weeks and let us know what you did, because I'll be curious as to whether or not you actually spoke to him and what he said.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you, boys, for all the great advice.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
That might have been the worst advice I've ever given to anybody.
No, it was good, actually. It was what you want to do. You can't tell. You can't.
Yeah.
That's the difference between admitting that, like, hey, look, I can only give you a guess here.
Yeah.
And trying to sound smart. I don't know the answer. Whatever you want. I don't know what somebody wants.
Yeah. I personally would probably not forgive, but just try to have a relationship with the guy, possibly.
Yeah, why
know.
Not?
Any kind of like fixing of a relationship, I think, is good for your mental health.
Ooh, I have a new podcast for you. Mending ways.
You know what? I knew I was talking too long without saying someone's tight or something. So I knew I was going to get a little sarcastic.
Are you doing a podcast now?
I have Sag Daddy to Pod,
okay,
which is my podcast, and me and my canon are starting a new podcast that should be out next week called Fart Carnival.
What's that about?
It's just going to be us. I just want to talk to my friend. Okay, like, I just want to hang out with my buddy. And
have you invited Feeny back? And he said no?
Well, we were going to do it, all three of us, but Feeny was like, I kind of am doing my own thing with the co-host Wanted show. Yeah. And so we respected that, and we were like, fine, okay. But we are making fun of him the entire time. Any kind of reason to be like, and Feeny's gay, we will say that.
Okay. Yeah, you just, I know you get comfortable with people. It's hard. Like, there's certain people I'm very comfortable with, too. And like, I just like talking to these people. I can't pretend.
I'm not like, I'm so past gimmick, you know, podcasts and stuff. Like, I you know, it's hard to, like, when you say, yeah, we're going to be a podcast where like we dress up every week and do this. And then it gets like 34 listens and you're like, I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, I literally just want to do what's fun, which is joke around with my buddy.
Yeah, that is the most fun. I like doing this. I like just hanging out with people and why am I explaining what a podcast is to a comedian?
Yeah, and you know, talking in the microphone.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes giving advice.
Yeah, occasionally.
We got any more of those?
Oh, I bet we do.
It's her again. She's like, I reached out and he sent a picture of his cock.
Yeah. You're a gunshot. You go. Okay, you're on the phone with Jim and Brendan. Hello.
Sweet. I'm calling. I'm from Long Island.
Okay.
So, Brendan, you're from Long Island. And,
516.
And Jim, you're probably spent some time around the area too. But nice. I have a question related to comedy.
Sure.
Like so many great comedians are from the island, but I feel like as a fan, there's not many great local shows. Do you think that has to do with like the type of people who live on Long Island, or maybe like how close we are to, you know, the greatest city in the world for comedy, you know, the city, New York City?
The fact that everyone on Long Island is...
Do you think that has to do with like the people or...
I mean, there's good clubs. Sorry, the Brokerage is a good club. I think it's called Governors now. The original Governors in Levittown and Brokerage in Mineola.
Yeah, I saw Brendan there a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
There's one in I forget where McGuire's used. It was way out there.
Yeah, McGuire's is in, that's not Belmore. That's just
It might be Belmore. I don't remember. It's been many years since I've been there. But I think the same guys owned all of them, Governors people. And they're good guys. So I would say those places always have pretty decent shows. I know I'm going to be out there in the Paramount in Huntington.
That's a great room, too.
It is a great room.
That's a great room.
So, oh, awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a night to remember.
but it is weird that there are no, like, I don't know how to say this, like, cool shows, I guess. Like, there are the, like, when you're
hey,
cool show. There's nobody wearing leather jackets out there.
What's a cool show?
I don't know. Just like a show where you feel like you're actually... Like, I don't know, it's because if you being on Long Island, there is a little bit of like there can be, you know, you can develop into a Long Island comic, which is like saying shit like, I remember in the 90s, you know, or like kids now, everyone's too woke. Like you can kind of get into that vibe.
Sure.
Because there is some of the audiences I've tend to notice are a little bit older and they do like that kind of stuff.
They do.
And... You know, there is also a vibe on Long Island of like, you know, Long Islanders are very like, we love being better than everyone. So there is kind of a vibe of like, you know, like make, it sounds silly to say, but there's a vibe of make me laugh.
Yeah.
You know, like the Long Island, you know, it should just be a picture of a guy folding his arms, looking up at you, kind of being like, okay, I'm the customer here.
You are describing every show in Brooklyn, too. Yeah. But for them, it's not the kids are woke. It's Trump is the devil.
Yes, exactly.
Everyone has the theme that they want to hear.
Yeah, those aren't cool shows either.
Where in Long Island are you from?
I'm from Syosset.
I don't know where that is.
It's in Long Island. Okay. Or on Long Island, as they say.
I know. In the plane, on the plane.
Judd Apatow is from there. Went to the same high school as I. But yeah, I would, if I were starting comedy, I would just go to the city every time. That's what I did. When I lived in Long Island, because I went to one Long Island open mic and I was like, this is not good.
Well, he's only, you're not a comedian, right, man? You're just going to watch shows. This guy just wants to watch shows.
Oh.
I can pull him back up.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he a comic? I don't think he's a comic.
We got rid of him.
I think he's just a guy who wants to watch shows. Are you a comedian?
No, I tried. There's a couple like bar shows around me and stuff, but I feel like what Brendan said, you nailed it on the head. They're like the crowds could be very older Long Island, like Italian type of people, which is fine. I'm one of them. But the being so close to the city seems to be like the move, you know.
Yeah,
as well as shows too. I feel like you guys are great headliner comedians, but I feel like most people like miss the whole island as like a tour run. Well, Jim said you're coming to Huntington, which would be awesome, but you know,
I spent so much time on Long Island in the early days of my career. Mm-hmm. It's the only time I've ever wept driving. It was the Long Island Expressway on a Friday. I had done some kind of MTV shoot during the day. It's like 93, 94. and I was on going to probably Governor's or McGuire's or one of those three rooms on the, you know, the fucking east side.
Yeah.
And it was, the traffic was so bad, I wanted to pull into the shoulder and weep. It was terrible. So, yeah, Long Island, I spent a lot of tortured hours. Yeah. And back then, I couldn't afford a hotel, so
you
do it and drive back. And
sleep in your car or something.
Yeah, I was never good at that.
No, me neither.
I was always, let's just get the fuck home.
Yeah.
Cruise prostitutes.
But there is, like, I love, you didn't want to get prostitutes on Long Island?
Yeah, I never did. That's a good, no, I kind of like to get back to my regular area. I didn't know where they were in Long Island. Right. But back then, I probably could have found them. I'm glad you said
that. Where were the prostitutes in the city? Like, where
I didn't live in the city back then. I lived in New Jersey. So they were on, you know, like downtown New Brunswick, or when I lived... when I lived in North Jersey, I would ride up and down Route 1 because a lot of times you'd find them on Route 1. There were certain areas where hookers would hang out, but no more. It's all online now.
Dang.
Other jewelers hate Steven Singer. I know Steven. I hate him. Steven Singer has the best real natural diamond stud earrings in America. That's not why I hate him. That's actually why I like him. I hate him because he's always cupping my buttocks from the back. When I walk in, he's always like, hey, you need something? And he cups my buttocks. Everybody knows gold and diamond prices. They're crazy right now. Gold's at the highest price in history. Now, lucky for you, Steven Singer has locked in his diamond studs at the old prices. Steven has diamond studs available, quarter carat, all the way up to 10 carat total weight. Or is that carats? All in the same perfect price as last year. He doesn't do that thing where he jacks up the price and then drops it down and goes, look, it's a sale. He's an honest guy, despite the fact that he slides his hand under and he cups my buttocks. I'm not going to lie. Feels good. But he's an honest guy, and his jewelry is really great. This cannot last forever, obviously. Each pair, it's eye flawless and near colorless. It's really beautiful stuff. They come with a safety silicone back, so you're never going to have to worry about losing them. And with his unbeatable, full value lifetime trade-in. You know your diamonds are always worth what you paid for them, all backed by the best guarantee in the jewelry business. It is a full 100-day, 100% no-hassle money-back guarantee, plus it's free and fast shipping. Experience the difference. Honestly, love this guy, Steven Singer Jewelers. He's one of the only honest ones in the country. Online, you go to IHateStevenSinger.com. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. Oh, these smell so good. If these weren't nicotine pouches, I'd use them to make my house smell like cinnamon. Lucy, it's 100% pure nicotine. It's always nicotine. I speak really well. It's nicotine. Always tobacco free. Lucy Breakers are nicotine pouches with an extra surprise. Each pouch, one more time. Each pouch, it's a hard time for me to say. Every pouch holds a capsule that can be broken open to release extra flavor and hydration. So you kind of set yourself up with a subscription. You can have Lucy delivered right to your door. Now, I'm not going to say any names, but there was a person in my house who used to puff away, and I used to hate it. And now, she's always got one of these. Cinnamon is her favorite. There's even a gum here. And somebody smells a lot better because they're not walking in with their clothes reeking all the time. And somebody's a lot more pleasant. Somebody's a lot more pleasant when they're relaxed and they can sit down and enjoy a pouch. My life becomes a whole lot easier. I love the cinnamon the most. That's the one that she loves. And the strength is the lowest one. I think it's 4 milligrams or whatever. Is that what it is? I believe it's the 4 she uses. And... uses the Lucy when we're watching television. Uses the Lucy. What an old man. She uses the Lucy. She pops one in when we're watching a movie. Or we're going to be somewhere where that's the only option. And honestly, I hate the other option. So I'm so happy she is doing these. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. You go to Nucy.co/Norton.
You said Nucy.
Okay. I said Nucy. I mean, that's what I should be wearing instead of a tie. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. You go to lucy.co, that's .co/Norton. Use the promo code Norton. You get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's the best part. That's the faith they have in this product. Yeah, the fours are the ones that is ones that she uses. Lucy.co, use the promo code Norton, you get 20% off. Let me smell these one more time. Hold on a minute. I really do love that smell. It's unbelievable. Here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Yeah. Did you ever get a hooker?
No, never. One time I went to a massage place
sure.
I knew it was... I went for a massage, and I went... And
of course
I,
you did. You're a gentleman of means.
I wanted a massage. My fucking back hurt. Aww, and from carrying... You know, those two schlubs on my old podcast.
Oh, from dragging fucking Mike Feeney and Mike Cannon, the two mics on your back. You're like, oh, I've got lumbar issues.
No, I went into a massage place, and this is where I got the hooker, because I knew it was going to be a thing, and I could have at any moment stepped out and been like, well, this isn't what I want. But right. I was like, well, you know, I could get a little hand massage on my cock. And I did, and I came immediately, and then I left, and I felt shame, and I didn't even pay her that much money.
How much did you give her?
Well, the massage was 60, and I gave her an extra 20.
Oh.
And she was upset.
I don't blame her. She was upset. Bucks?
Yeah, I gave her 80 bucks to finish me to completion.
She put her finger in your crack?
No. She did that thing where she would, she like touched my inner thigh.
I know, it's so hot.
It's so hot. Yeah, even she. $20 I didn't know what to do. I didn't go in there with that much money. I went in there for enough money to get a fucking massage.
How much could you have given her?
$20 Oh, I didn't have. It? I mean, I could have put it on my credit card. I guess
I would have. I would have said, "Look, this is all I have, so you don't have to." I don't, you know. I know what you're saying, but.
Well, I wouldn't. I didn't even know that. I kind of just went into it.
I understand. You didn't know. You just turned over and your little wiener was standing up and she took care of it. I got it. I understand. Yeah. And she walked away with 20 clams.
Well, not for nothing, no one else was in the place. So, you know, I was giving her work, okay? You know,
sure.
$20 can get you a lunch. Like $100, right?
I would say, yeah. How many years ago?
Like 2 years ago, three years ago.
Oh, you were already doing comedy.
I was far into comedy. I was 30 years old.
Yeah, I would have tipped her.
I didn't know, though. I had no idea what to do. Like, I've never done this before.
Sure.
The only thing I knew was from when I had a buddy that would frequently go, and I always asked him, like, how do you know when to signal them to do it? And he said, well, if they're, like, touching your leg or whatever, you raise your buttocks into the air like a little fucking fairy.
Yeah.
And then they will ask you, and then you flip over and... And I mean, I think I came even before I flipped over because she was kind of like going like this. And and it was like, it was just so fucking hot. And $20 worth of hot.
Yeah, sure. If she knew she was getting 4A Blinkens, she would have really worked hard. Yeah, it's an unspoken language. Sometimes, you know, you just know and, you know, you don't want to say it and be blatant and blunt. But
No.
$20. All right, that's your only time going, though.
Yeah, only time. It was hot, though. I mean, I remember leaving and going, oh, I feel dirty. I never want to do that again. And then because I'm an addict, only like a few weeks later, I was like, man, that would be hot to do again.
How do you think she felt as she was fucking washing her hands, looking at a 20 on the sink? I have this guy's asshole hair on my fingernail.
I don't know. I'll go back sometime. It was in Astoria, so... They're everywhere, dude. I didn't realize they're everywhere.
I guess so, right?
Do you remember your last?
No, it's been years. Like, you know, my last, like, happy ending one? Mm-hmm. No, it was probably when she and I broke up back in 2018, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, the real happy ending. I'm guessing around there. Might have even been before that. It's been years. It's crazy. When I think of it, like, my whole life, this was a daily occurrence.
Were any of the massages good?
Oh, yeah, most of them were good. There's a lot of them that were just regular massages.
Oh, I would like a regular place, and then you were like, "Would you do this?"
Well, they would usually come over. I didn't like the places; I just didn't trust them. But yeah, sometimes if somebody was like just not up for that, I was like, "All right," and they would massage. You know, I've never made anyone do it. Like, it didn't turn me on. I like when somebody wants to be a little
fresh. I can never picture myself asking. I would just get the massage and see if they would.
If it happened, yeah, of course. You know, you. Move your hips a little. It's just like a language.
Yeah, it is a language.
Yeah, it's the physical equivalent of psst.
That's hot.
Do we have a phone call? Oh, a couple of sexy men talking about... Yeah,
I'm starting to get a little hot here.
Yeah, a little sensual topics.
Hey, how's it going, Jim? First time, long time, man.
What's up? Thank you.
Jack-a-low, what's going on, man?
What's up, dude?
I had a quick some advice, man. So a week ago, my mom called me asking me if my dad, if he could fucking put a breathalyzer in my old truck. And I don't use that shit. I don't use that shit. That shit sits on the street, you know?
Wait.
And I told his ass no. Told him no.
He wanted to drive your truck with a breathalyzer or without one?
What happened?
Wait, I didn't understand you. What, your mom asked you what? Just talk a little slower.
Hold on. Sorry about that. No, yeah. So he wanted me to put it in the old truck. I told him no. It's his second DUI.
Oh.
I got one DUI, but what the? No, that's beside the fact. You know?
All right. Well, at least you're stumbling in his shoes.
You know, I mean, I don't drink no more, dog. Sober.
Oh, you're sober now. Sure. Okay, so you didn't want to enable him by putting the breathalyzer in the truck.
Well, nah, man, fuck that. So long story short, this fool put it in his work truck, and he made me drive the work truck for like half a year, and I had to push that shit. And that dude before I got my DUI.
Oh.
And basically, I guess the whole thing is, I don't know. He's a dirtbag. This fool be cheating on my mom and shit, so. I don't know. I just feel like, am I in the wrong for telling this fool no? I don't drive the truck, but fuck that fool, you know?
No, you don't have to, because if you do it and he winds up drinking and driving again, or as they say in London, drink driving, those morons, drink driving, the worst. But then if he killed somebody drunk driving, you would feel very guilty. So, no, I wouldn't enable somebody.
Yeah,
to do that.
I wouldn't go anywhere near any of that stuff. And I probably wouldn't help him with anything.
No. Well, it would be really funny if you put the mouthpiece of the breathalyzer in your asshole and then put it back in the truck.
Yeah, I wouldn't help him with anything.
Okay. That's kind of what I wanted to know, dog. It's good listening to y'all every week. I'm at work right now. I figured I had a little bit of time, but. I appreciate you guys.
All right, good luck. Thanks, man. Yeah, that's scary because then all of a sudden if you do it and he runs somebody over, right. You're like, that could have been prevented.
So I'm a little confused.
I'll straighten you right out. What do you need? What do you got?
He didn't want to help his dad put a breathalyzer in his car.
Probably another truck that his dad doesn't drive as much. I'm assuming his dad drives the other truck and wanted to put the breathalyzer in the other one.
Oh, so he got a court ordered, you have to put this breathalyzer in. So he was like, just put it in the car that I don't drive as much.
I'm assuming that's what it was. Yeah, because most people don't put a breathalyzer in. Then like, I would love to have one.
Man, dude. Yeah, imagine loving booze that much that you're like, oh god, like how do I get myself around having to do this?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where those are genius inventions.
Yeah,
and I can't say all cars have to have them, because if you don't drink you shouldn't need to do that. But if you get pulled over, if you get drunk driving once, you should have to drink driving. They also say in hospital and in university without the word the, and it drives me. You know, he was in hospital.
God.
No, fuck. He was in the hospital. He was in a hospital. He wasn't in hospital. It's not a state of mind.
Yeah, I'm going to be sent to psych ward if I have to hear these idiots talking like that
or
again.
Or I have to go, I'm going to prom. No, you're going to the prom. It drives me crazy.
We used to say that. You're going to prom?
No, I'm going to the prom. You're going to prom.
The prom?
It's not a loki. You're going to the prom.
The prom?
It is the prom. You going to the? Are you going to dance? Are you going to the dance?
You can still say, are you going to dance?
Who says that? Are you going to diner? You sound like a fucking just stepped off a fucking boat in Miami. Are you going to the diner? We all put the word
the in there.
Yes,
that makes sense. The prom sounds fucking weird to me, though. Yeah, it feels like something an alien would say.
It probably would. Imagine that's the first thing a UFO gets out, and that's what he says, take me to the prom.
Will you go to the prom with me?
Yeah, and he's got like a little head. Oh, those guys.
Those funny little guys. Those funny green guys.
Are you a believer?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't really know to what extent, but we can't be the only living things in the universe. That would be insane.
Well, there's animals and plants.
I don't mean just you, Lavin.
On Earth, you mean other
places. Yeah, yeah. I just mean like humans and animals and all this stuff. Like, we can't be the only living creatures in the universe. That's crazy.
But you're not passionate about it. Some guys are passionate conspiracy guys or UFO guys.
No, I have other hobbies. I don't need to, you know, not to sound pretentious here.
Go ahead. Sound pretentious. It's all right. You're giving advice. You're qualified.
No, I just, stuff like religion and like stuff like God and aliens, like there's no, I'll never know for sure. So I really don't like to think about it that often. You know, it's fun to like toss around and be like, what do you believe? And
tossing
all that
the
stuff.
Ball around with your chums.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I'm like, what am I going to get passionate about something I might not ever be right? Like, I might not know ever really.
Well, you'll
about.
Know the God answer one way or another.
One day, yeah.
Yeah.
One day. Unless after you die, you forget everything about what you just did.
It is possible. And Harry Houdini said that when he dies, if there is any way, he was obsessed with it, to come back or to signal you, I will.
Yeah.
He promised, and he never did. So, but then again, I heard Neil deGrasse Tyson saying something interesting. He was talking about how we have no memories of the early of birth because there's a part of our brain that stores memories that is not constructed until we're like 3 months old or 6 months old or whatever it is, a year or 2 years. So I'm wondering, that made me think, well, then maybe there could be past lives because maybe you don't remember them, because when you're born into the new life, the part of your brain that stores memory is not existent.
Right.
So that's possible. It's right. possible. And once in a while, maybe one memory bleeds through.
Right. And they do say that we're all energy and stuff like that. So maybe when you die.
I'm on stage, they say that. I'm running around. I prowl on stage like a panther, buddy. How you doing? Nice shirt.
Did you ever prowl like when you were like, you know, trying to learn the theaters and stuff like that? You prowled?
I was a high energy douchebag. Yeah. How we doing? Happy to be there, Jimmy Norton. Fucking zilch.
Dude, prowling is so funny where it's like there's no point to it. You think you're just doing it because you saw Chris Rock do it.
Yeah, and you think that that's how you capture an audience's attention, but it's really not.
Yeah, yeah.
You sit there and talk to them. And they'll usually listen.
Yeah, if you're prowling, they're kind of like, Jesus Christ, this guy's giving me a fucking headache.
Yeah, this guy's awful. Bounce back and forth.
Yeah, I wish you would prowl all the way to the side and never come back.
Why don't you prowl your way into the green room and stay? That's their big insult. Yeah. I'm so sorry your ex-girlfriend hates you. That really is rough.
It is rough, you know, because you just don't get any closure like that. You know what I mean? But I guess I just got to learn that a lot, you know, you're not everybody in the world's going to like you. You know what I mean?
Were you a bad boyfriend? You didn't, from what I knew about you, you seemed tall. You seemed okay.
No, I mean, I was like, every time she's calling me abusive, I'm like when I asked you to go to therapy, when I told you should quit drinking because you're a fucking... but anyway, whatever. What are you going to do?
Yeah, what the heck? This got dark fast. Side psych ward, grandfather dying. Suicide psych ward, grandfather dying. A loan that was never repaid. Yeah. It's the musical of your life.
Yeah, it's just like, it's, you know what, really, it's just so frustrating because, and I don't know if you've ever been with someone like this,
yes,
or even talked to somebody like this,
sure,
where it's like, it's so frustrating because you're like, there's no arguing. You just go, there's literally somebody in my life that I can't, it's like talking to a fucking brick wall.
Yeah.
So I just blocked her. I was like, you're out. I can't. And that's what's frustrating about it. And I have to go home and I have to write a little letter that I'm going to burn up or something like that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You have to write to her so I can get my frustrations out and then delete it or something, or eat it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where some people, for whatever reason, you feel like I can't have a conversation. Like, I just, there's no push and pull or give. It's just.
No.
They don't hear you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, imagine if I sent back a rebuttal. Like, that would be just as crazy, you know? So
you can't rebut a rant.
No.
You can't. There's no rebuttal for a rant. When someone, like, when you're responding to someone and you see the fucking little blue thing, like the little bubbles, you're like, oh, they're still going.
Oh, no, yeah.
Still going.
That little blue thing is still going. And it's like, it's just, there's no, it's not like I'm going to be like, what are you talking about? You were the one that was abusive to me.
No one will ever go, oh, God, you're right.
You know what? Yeah, you're right.
Excellent point. Yeah, it's no way.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. And so it's like, and it's like 2 years later, you know, it feels like she got one last little nudge before I had to like cut her out of my life forever.
People do sometimes. They just have one of those things. They have to get something off their chest,
I guess, you know. And that's another thing. Like, I was actually like, this is a nice TV. I like how big your TV is.
It is a really good size for a television. Although, you know, funny story. Verizon wasn't working. It was frozen. I had to call them. They had to walk me through it. I mean, Mom Donnie, this whole thing is just falling apart.
What do you think about Mom Donnie winning?
We all knew he was going to win. I don't like him, but I mean, how much life will change a little, but not. It's anytime anyone is so thrilled to see any person win, doesn't matter where they are. It's always a disappointment for the people that thought my world is now going to be perfect.
That's all
happened with Obama.
Is.
It happened with Trump. You know, people become disillusioned with the guy who wins because everybody in that line of work is full of shit.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how it is.
He's got a hot wife.
She's very attractive. Yeah. I mean, lovely.
Yeah.
All right. Who's on the phone? We had somebody. I'm just lusting after this guy's wife. I could do without that photo, though. It's a little dramatic.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Yeah, a forest green couch.
Yeah, white background.
How they met on Hinge, that's the big...
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a perfectly viable way to meet. I mean, I did not do well on Hinge.
No, me neither. I can't find a photo that anyone would find attractive to put online.
He finds an attractive woman and becomes mayor. I mean, he's got something I don't in my 30s. What am I going to say?
A beard?
Yeah. No, I had those growing up. Meet my girlfriend.
No, that's good. I like that you also like...
Thank you. Yeah. Drove it home.
Yeah. You drove it home. You. It was a very intelligent joke, and then you had to... You go, and for the dummies.
Yeah, for anyone out there who doesn't understand that term. Hi, you're on the phone with Jim and Brendan. What's going on?
Oh, hi. This is Maureen from Jersey. I just wanted to call in.
Hi, Maureen.
I had a bunch of things I wanted to talk about, but a couple other people.
Are you on speakerphone?
There was another girl that called.
Are you on speaker?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me now?
You just turned it off. Yeah.
Yeah. We heard the switch. Just talk a little softer.
Oh, no. I had my headphones in.
Oh.
It sounded like you were calling from a shipping container.
Yes, it did. Like you were in The Wire season 2.
A lot of people tell me that.
Yeah. Ah, she's one of those Russian hookers. I'm sorry, Maureen. What's going on? What's on your mind,
love? No,
love?
It's totally fine. I actually, one of the previous callers, she had daddy issues just like me, so she kind of took the wind out of my sails.
It's okay. Daddy will blow the wind back into
your
sails.
I'm not going to talk about the typical daddy-daughter stuff, but I wanted to call and thank you because you really helped me, Jimmy. My mom passed away about a year ago, and I was going through a really hard time, and I discovered all the old ONA clips, and I would find myself crying and then listening to your podcast and all the ONA stuff, and it really pulled me out of a very dark place. So I just wanted to personally thank you for just
that's nice.
Making my mood a little bit better and a little brighter.
That makes me happy. People usually say just the opposite.
Yeah, they go, pulls you into a dark place.
I was just getting over a death, and I heard you, and it brought it right back. Well, thank you, Maureen. That's very nice.
No, but I've been wanting to say that for a long time, that you really had a positive impact on me and really, really helped me.
That feels
so I just
good.
Wanted you to know that.
Well, thank you very much. And you're doing okay now?
Yeah, everything's good. You know, my dad's still alive. So, you know, things could be better. He's a bad parent, you know.
Why is he a bad parent? How old are you and why is he a bad parent?
Well, I'm 40. I'll be 41 soon. But I just like your previous caller, he also left my family and took off down to Florida.
Oh,
and basically
damn.
Fucked off and did whatever he wants for 20-something years. And now he's sick. He had a stroke a few years ago and he alienated everybody, and he has a horrible wife. And, you know, he has 4 kids by 3 different women, actually. And I'm the only one that talks to him, and he's just always tormenting me, and it's just really bad. So when my mom passed away, I actually whispered in her ear, make sure you go and scare the shit out of dad on the way
up. That's funny.
Maybe scared to death and take him with her.
Well, she got him good. If she had anything to do with the stroke, she got him really good.
Yeah,
she went over there and
scared him a little too much.
Fucking a ghost flicked his brainstem.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah. Well,
he definitely got the last laugh.
At least you talked to him. That's very nice. But if you have a stroke, you better start being nice to people.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought I asked
for
a stroke. You better speak with a nice tone.
I mean, you'd think he would humble you, but he just got more mean and more racist.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, I mean, I don't mind somebody being racist. You know, who knows what kind of nurse is taking care of him? You know, it's a giant black woman who hits him when you're not around. All right. Well, good luck, Maureen, and very nice of you to stay in touch with your awful...
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I really appreciate everything you do for your fans. Thanks again.
All right, thank you very much. It's very nice. It's always nice to hear when you make people happy.
Take care.
Love. Yeah, yeah. I'd like to hear that someday.
In time. In time.
Yeah, hopefully I'll have enough podcasts that... people could go back on and whenever their mom is dying or something, listen to.
Well, ONA was different because it was live radio, and it was 4 and at 1.5 hours a day. So there's just so much material there. Like it's like full shows are, you know.
When I delivered pizza back when I was 20 years old, I used to listen to the podcast that would come out of the old ONA clips, which was perfect.
Oh.
Because you'd take the funny stuff, like the really good stuff, and put it into a podcast.
5-minute podcast.
Yeah. I go, imagine having to hear this for 5 hours.
Yeah, Jesus exactly. Christ. It was one joke, one ad, and go fuck yourself. End of podcast.
Yeah, it was really awesome. I would just deliver food and listen to that all day.
Well, that's funny. I don't listen to anything like that. Maybe that's a flaw. I'm not saying that proudly.
Well, I don't really listen to podcasts anymore.
You don't, right?
Not really, no.
Why not? Is it because you talk so much? You're like, I'm not ready.
I just want to listen to music. I'll listen to music, or I'll just not listen to anything at all and see if I can get any, you know, ideas for the stage. You can listen to people and really get material.
You can, but you don't want to get that from a podcast. You don't want to hear
from a
comedian.
No, what am I going to be? Doing jokes about someone on a podcast?
I just have no desire. I don't care what people are talking. I don't give a fuck.
No.
And again, maybe that's to my fault. You know, I'm just not interested. I'm old and I don't want to hear it.
No. It's like there's just so many episodes and it's hard to... It overwhelms me.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm like, I got to catch up with all this shit to know what the fuck they're talking about.
I don't need crime ones either. The crime podcast, because Netflix has so many actual documentaries, you could just watch it in a few episodes.
Yeah.
By the way, I watched a show recently, and you know me, guys. People who think people know more about them than they really do. You guys know how I feel about a series. People are like, what?
Yeah.
Called 1899. Did you see that?
No.
It was about these people who are on it's 1899, and they're on a ship going from Europe to America, and all this crazy stuff starts to happen. And it was a pretty interesting show, and I went through it in a couple of days, but then it only... they got canceled after one season, so I was very frustrated. I finally found one I liked.
That sucks.
I don't like most things that are out, but I finally find one I really like, and it gets canceled after. They said it was too expensive, and it didn't have enough of a watch-through. They have all these weird terms.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Well, the watch-through engagement wasn't as hoped.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, people tuned out.
Yeah, it feels like the whole world now is like based on algorithm and how you're doing. But maybe it used to be like that. I mean, that's what ratings
were. The Nielsen ratings,
were.
Of course. And then it was the people meter on radio. I mean, every company who pays you wants to know that people are watching or listening.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they'd be idiots if they didn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, didn't the news used to not get rate or didn't they not care about ratings years ago? Like it was
the news.
It was never a money making thing.
The news should never care about ratings because then it corrupts them. But like,
oh shit, brother said something there. Oh shit.
I go, and another thing. Yeah, no, it's yeah, it's.
Oh, 1950s is when the ratings started. You have the Nielsen dominance. They would put a box in your house. The modern systematic approach to ratings began in the 50s. AC Nielsen Company expanded its market research from radio to TV. And a lot of times that was really helpful, and a lot of times it wasn't. It probably gave them a false sense of what was really great. I always like when I hear about shows that do well and they stuck with them. Like MASH was bombing.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest shows of all time, but it was bombing. And they said the president of CBS or whatever, his wife liked it. So they would lay in bed and she would talk, oh, no, it's a good show. You should. And that's the only reason it got a season two.
Whoa, that's same with Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Seems like all the shows. Breaking Bad, that's crazy.
Office, yeah, so many. The Wire, The Wire got fucked, but even by the critics.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
The Wire is still kind of hard to like. You have to like get through two seasons to be like, this is actually fucking awesome.
So I love season two. Like, I love season one. I love season two.
Season one is hard to follow. I'm like, I'm just stupid. So I'm like, what are they saying? Who is who? You know, they have to like, there have to be little name tags on everybody.
Oh, you were, the names were hard for you in the series.
Yeah, yeah. Know. Who the fuck is McNulty?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Who
great
is
show, though. Once you're done with it, you're like, that was awesome.
I did like it, but apparently you thought that about 40% of it was a complete waste. A lot of people didn't like season 2 because it switched up something. It was the first time people saw the switch. Where they were focusing on the docks, but every year they were focusing. First year was drug dealers, second year was the docks, third year was the police, fourth year was the kids, fifth year was the press.
Oh,
that was how they broke it down. That was why they would change focus and then keep everything else peripheral.
Oh, wow. What a good show.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's go to one more call if we can. The callers are actually good today.
Are they bad sometimes?
At times, yeah. None of them know what they want to talk about. All their calls are dropping. Mike and I are just throw our hands up in the air. What the heck?
Oh, hello.
Oh, you're on. I like that. Hello, hello. He wants to make sure he's not getting passed over. Welcome aboard. I like your eagerness. How you doing?
Wait, are we on the choo-choo train or something?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man. Actually, shout out to my boy, Danny Soto's opener. Shout out to 313, all of our weed grows out there.
Hell love yeah, dog. What's up? What's up?
What's happening? But actually, I had a question for Jim about when are we going to see Chip Chipperson join or be a contestant on the Story Wars? I don't think there's a better platform for Chip right now.
To be honest,
than Story Wars.
I completely agree.
Honestly, that probably would be, but I'm afraid his stories people might know. Like, so one time when you were young, people kept telling you that your pecker was so big you should win an award. Who's that? I don't know. Who fucking beats me?
Like, all the more. Yeah. Like, really, just for the obvious, for the crowd work and working with the comedians and Chip, that alone would just be brilliant. Clearly, you won't win the book, but
it wouldn't matter if he did. It wouldn't know what to do with it. Eat it. Yeah, that's a good idea. Chip on Story Wars would be very funny, but it would be...
It would ruin the show. The whole episode would be a...
it would be kind of
a wash.
It would be a wash. Well, Chip just wouldn't win. You might have other people on.
It'd be you versus Adam.
Yeah,
or I would rather go on with like Colin and Bobby.
Oh, Bobby.
Yeah,
Bobby,
who would be thoroughly annoyed. That'd be a fun episode if I get Colin and Bobby.
Yeah,
that would
be
fun.
Perfect. Just riding the right hand side, Bobby and the Chip.
Yeah, is that your story? Yeah, you just wreck it. He wouldn't get it. All right, thank you for the call. It's a good idea. Let Lewis and Big J know. We'll see.
That is such a good idea, dude.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm
that's
sure
so funny.
Yeah, but if people like Chip, if they don't like Chip, it's just humiliating for me for an hour.
I thought it was so cool when they...
did I do?
I don't know. I'm remiss because in my head you were there, but maybe you weren't. But
oh, no.
When they did Tough Crowd at Skankfest?
Yes.
That was so fucking cool.
Nick
dude.
Was not there. I think Nick had moved by that point. It was me, Colin, Keith, and I think Bobby and Voss, if
that's
I remember
so
correctly.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, Patrice and Geraldo were unavailable. I think Nick DiPaolo, who was a very integral. People forget Nick was a huge part of Tough Crowd.
Yeah, yeah. Why wasn't he there?
I think he was. I think he had moved. I believe he's down south now.
Oh.
I think. I don't know. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was so cool. You guys should do that more.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you guys aren't getting that all the time every day.
Colin hates it.
I know.
I love when people ask him. Love it. You do Tough Crowds podcast.
I don't want to ever do a podcast again. You know, I used to do before I even met any of you guys, I used to do an impression of Colin Quinn as a woman.
I'd love to hear it.
Colleen Quinn. And I go, you know when you go into the store and you're getting makeup and you just spend all day there? And
sorry. I'm going through fucking menopause. I'm bloated.
You go, they got to make bras where one size is bigger than the other. You're like,
yeah. My one breast is really big. Colleen Quinn. My body was ruined by children. American Revolution. Nobody talks about Betsy Ross, but she's the one who lived with the flag. You know, female power, girl power.
Colin. It's fun. It's just so fun to do. Colin is a woman.
We did things. Didn't we do Colin Quinn, Medicine Woman, instead of Dr. Quinn?
Was that Sutter?
Oh my God, I'm such a fucking hack.
No,
God
not at
damn
all.
It.
Colleen Quinn is different. You never knew. You never heard.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, Colleen isn't a medicine woman.
I'm a fucking Irish girl. What do you know? My legs are all thin. You know? This is like a juicy ass. My ass looks like two lima beans.
That rules, dude. That's awesome, man.
I'm glad you think so.
You know, back in 1974, I mean, New York wasn't, you know.
I told him I was on the pill. I was trapping him.
Texted my boyfriend 2 years later, called him abusive.
He came in a condom and put hot sauce in. I burned my pussy. Drake put hot sauce in the condom and I burned my pussy.
You're so funny, man. You make me laugh like an idiot.
All right. Thanks very much.
We're going to cut that out.
Oh, no, we're not. I think you're great, brother. Thank you, man.
Thank
I love
you, man.
Brother.
Don't trust the bell.
Thank you so much for calling my show. The episode's over, it's time to go. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. I hope everything works out. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out.